The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
I have missed you, Rolien Marks.
I have missed you too, and I was giggling to myself as you introed when you mentioned Telegram, as long as no parlor, honey. But I've missed you.
Yeah, Rolien, I mean, there's been so much happening in your part of the world, I don't even know where to begin. We're going to be good, and we're going to stick to script this afternoon and go to the issues that you have raised. But my goodness me, I mean, Netanyahu calling on Arab voters. The world is turning upside down, and the Middle East has become a very interesting place to be. But that we can talk about tomorrow. Today, let's talk about lockdowns and vaccination rollouts and the fact that Israel's even going to give advice to other countries.
Yes, let's talk about it. Let's talk about Operation Give a Shoulder, or Operation Latet Katef. This is the fancy schmancy military type name given to our vaccination rollout program. And as of to date, we have vaccinated, as of to date, who speaks like that, Simon? You see what happens when you're not around.
Yeah.
As of today, we have vaccinated just over 20% of our population, many people starting to go for their second shots, including the Prime Minister, the Health Minister, Yuli Edelstein, and the President, Ruben Rivlin, who is appealing to everybody to get out there and get vaccinated, which is extraordinary. It really is. And there's been a lot of discussion, you know, what is the secret to Israel's success? Is it our very, very good health system, a highly coordinated health system? Is it the fact that the government reacted very quickly and bought up stocks of every conceivable vaccine except for Sputnik the minute it became available? Along with this, we still have our vaccine that's in development, that's going through its first trial and is going through its own series of bureaucracy. Is it that we are a military-centric country, and if there is a crisis, we react and adapt very quickly? And is it that we don't really have much of an anti-vax voice here in Israel? You know, we had our skeptics at the beginning, but the majority of people are quite confident and quite happy to participate. And yeah, we are expecting about 400,000 to 700,000 Pfizer vaccines per week. And we received our first shipment of Moderna. We've also done deals with AstraZeneca for that vaccine as well. And major predictions, Simon, coming from the Prime Minister last week when he said that Israel will be the first country out of the COVID crisis, you know, hoping to have herd immunity by the end of March, and saying that at least by the end of March, we'll have the majority of citizens over the age of 16 vaccinated. So really, really an extraordinary, extraordinary achievement by Israel, not without its critics.
I wanted to ask you, because Haaretz, and bless them, we know exactly where they're coming from, but they're saying that this is Netanyahu's survival line, that this is why this is being done so quickly, to have it all sorted before the election. My reaction to that is, so what? What's your take on that argument?
I tend to agree with you. I tend to agree with you. You know, so what? But, you know, we have to understand from whence, you know, who the messenger is, and how Arabs are extremely left-leaning. They have their own agenda to push. Will it be the lifeline for Netanyahu? We will only know when we see those results start to come in. As always, Israel is a lot more complex than just one issue. That we will only see on the 23rd of March and following. A lot of criticism coming in from the mainstream media. And here, if you are listening and you know who you are, don't be lazy, really. Do your homework, do your research. Media outlets, Sky News, the BBC, the Independent, the Observer, the Washington Post, and various others, and including media outlets in South Africa, saying that, yes, it's nice, Israel's doing this, applause, 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 but what about the Palestinians? Why are they refusing to vaccinate Palestinians? And if you missed last week where I spoke about it, I'm going to speak about it again. Israel has not refused to vaccinate Palestinians. The Palestinian Health Ministry have said they do not all require any help from Israel. They've managed to procure through the World Health Organization, their own vaccines, the Russian Sputnik, and they're also speaking to other countries as well. Israel has not refused help for the Palestinians. And if we want to look at some of the legal bases, according to the Oslo agreements of 1995, the Palestinians do have autonomy on their health, and this includes vaccines. So I hope Amnesty International are paying attention to that. An excellent article in The Spectator yesterday saying, you know, when NGOs, when people make these kind of snap judgments like this, they fantasize the Palestinians. They don't allow the Palestinians to have or to take control of their own resources and their own destiny, which is a very, very good point. But that's the situation. Simon, just making sure you're up to speed, my friend.
No, very up to speed. And just thinking as you're speaking, Rolene, I mean, this is such an incredibly historic time for Israel. There are times when, as Jews in the diaspora, we are particularly proud of Israel. The last time I think Jews have been this proud of Israel was probably the Entebbe raid. I think this is uniformly a remarkable achievement that just makes us so proud of what you have accomplished. 11% of your population. It is just incredible. I think it says something about the way you value human life. And, yeah.
Over 20% of our population.
I stand corrected, humbled, because what an incredible statistic you have. All right, enough COVID. We COVID fatigued. Israeli elections. Do you think that the events in Washington DC will have any impact on the Israeli elections?
Well, this is what everybody's watching very closely. I mean, this is the election of the parties. You know, everybody, in fact, Simon, I'm starting to feel very left out that I haven't started my very own political party, because there's not a day that's out there. We don't have a breakaway from a separation, and this one's formed a party and that one's formed a party. You know, last night we had Bugia Alon. And if you remember back to one of our previous elections, Ya'alon and his Telem party joined with Yesh Atid and Benny Gantz's Chosen Yisrael, Israeli Resilience party, to form the big bloc that would become blue and white. And that bloc has, you know, initially split between Yesh Atid and Chosen. Benny Gantz keeping the blue and white branding, and last night Bugi Yaalon splitting from Yesh Atid with his Telem party with these very, very telling words, Simon. He said, Netanyahu, you will not be successful. He's throwing down the gauntlet. We've heard from Ron Huldai with his party, very, very originally called the Israeli party. Last week we also had a launch of the seniors party, seniors or veterans, saying that the COVID crisis has taught them that you can't marginalize this very vulnerable group of society, and they need to have a voice, finding their own party. But the big issue is, could we see a repeat if the election results are not what some people want, like we are seeing in Washington? And that is an important question I think every government is starting to ask. And what we do know is that even though the Knesset, our parliament, has not seen any kind of violence or disruptions for decades, the units that protect those buildings have started doing drills to make sure that should worst case scenario, we do have a situation where there are protests that turn into riots, that we are able to handle that very, very quickly and make sure that lives are saved and nobody loses their life.
And another parallel, Rolene, I've been reading that Gideon Saar, who's to the right of Netanyahu, has been accusing Netanyahu of undermining the organs of state. And I found that absolutely fascinating, that somebody to the right of Netanyahu would be doing that. Interesting times ahead. One of the other issues that appears to be really important is that the absolute collapse of the Israeli left. There is no Israeli left. What would be your comment on that?
Well, this is it. The Israeli left has virtually collapsed. And right now, anybody who's more towards the center is trying to fight for that center, something very, very important. We cannot let the Israeli center collapse. Otherwise, we become a very, very far right government, and that comes with its own ramifications. And as you said earlier, very interesting to see Netanyahu trying now to court the Arab vote by going out quite aggressively to campaign in Arab communities for their vote.
Ro, we are out of time. Wow, I forgot how quickly time goes when I chat to you. But maybe tomorrow we can hold over the Abbas election story, as well as maybe you can deal with a bit of this, the fact that Netanyahu's courting the Arab vote. I find that absolutely fascinating.
You know I love a homework assignment.
I do indeed. Rolene Marks, I've got a massive smile on my face. Thank you for chatting to me this afternoon.
God bless.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.